Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great good morning, everyone. 10:09 a.m. according to my Bicardo Jewelers watch. And it is a beautiful Wednesday, November 5, 2025, here in the great Northeast. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year and last, but celebrate today thanks to John. Matthew Casciano, West Scranton, Y. Gowell, Scranton, Jack Walsh, North Abington Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. Tyler Cornell's in the studio here. He's got a traffic report brought to you by Lisa Durden.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. That was.
What do you got?
So it is an accident at the intersection of Route 315 and Oak Street in Pittston. It's created bumper to bumper in all directions. Backups on the ramp from 81 North. There are delays on Keystone Avenue and Oak Street. Northbound on 315 is backed up past Ross Road, and southbound is backlogged all the way to the ramp onto the PA Turnpike. So
if you're trying to get to Pittston or out of Pittston, check another route.
I would check another route because, I mean, every which way, every single direction, if you're coming from 81 North or you're coming from anywhere else, like it's really bad. It's a mess. Our afternoon guy, EJ, had email and said normally this stuff should last only about an hour, but that's normally in all caps. So we'll see. Hopefully within the next hour or so, they'll have it cleaned up, but it's looking pretty bad.
Well,
right
let
now.
Me know when it's clear so I can let everybody know.
And I was going to say one more thing I had noticed while I was researching that after Lisa emailed us. There is bumper to bumper traffic due to road work southbound on the Cross Valley in Kingston. The delays extend between Union and South River Streets, and that work is estimated to be completed about like 3:30 this afternoon. So if you're on the Cross Valley southbound,
it's an all-day deal.
Basically an all-day thing. And that one's kind of bumper-to-bumper right now, too. So hopefully by the afternoon it'll be a little more moderate. But I think right now they just started up. So just be careful.
Tyler Cornell.
Thank you.
He gets all his information from Lisa, so how can it be wrong? Hey, my man Mark from Hazleton sent me the New York Post cover, and it's always great. It says, on your marks, get set, Zoe. Socialist Mamdani wins race for mayor, the red apple. Yes, I'm laughing, but it's sad all the same. Hey, something quickly, I got to get back to this. So I want to finish this last train to Clarksville thing. Because, as always, I get to learn from our listeners. Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees is a subtle protest song about a soldier leaving for the Vietnam War, with the lyrics conveying a soldier asking his girlfriend to meet him at the train station for one last time before he's deployed. The line, "And I don't know if I'm ever coming home," is an indirect reference to the dangers of the war, though the song's upbeat pop sound was intended to make it accessible to a wide audience without being explicitly banned as a protest song. Yeah, they used to do that back when. The name Clarksville was chosen because it sounded good, but it coincidentally fit the storyline because of its proximity to Fort Campbell, the army base where soldiers were deployed to Vietnam. How about that? And somebody else, even though they disagree with me on politics, texted in that, and I did not know this, all of the Monkees were American except for Davy Jones. As Johnny Carson would say, I did not know that. How about that? I'll try to get to your other point later, but that was an important thing, that the Monkees were American. And I used to watch the show as a little tiny kid. And never knew that. So you learn something, literally, I do every day. And I learn something from you guys. That's why I like hanging around with you. That's why I trudge down here each day, because I like hanging around with you. In any event, Mother Teresa for November 5, because I don't want to forget it. Bring prayer back into your family life, and you will experience unity and a joyful love that will bind you together. Maybe there is suffering in your family, but praying together, sharing together, loving together will help you. Now that is great advice from St. Teresa. Thank you, Mary Regina. Absolutely beautiful. And she's just, gosh, how great. How great is she? My mother's saying we're having a problem with the traffic or the signal, Bulldog, on the radio. Do you know anything about this? All right, just check with our engineer. I think she listens to 103.1. She'll tell me, but check on that. Because I guess it's going in and out or something, the signal. In any event, there is a great fight card going on Saturday at Mohegan Sun. My godson, my nephew, Rocco Cordaro, is going to be fighting, and it's a great lineup, and we've talked to him before. Chris Coyne is the guy promoting and the guy who put it all together. Chris, I'm all amped up about this because I used to go to the fights in AC when Trump used to host them, ironically, yeah. Or actually coincidentally, Trump used to host them, and we would go to the convention center and watch the fight, and then you'd go into his casino. And this is going to be the same kind of feel. I think it's a tremendous idea.
Well, it's going to be the same kind of feel casino-wise and fighter talent-wise. I don't know if you could exactly put me in the same category and classification as promoter Donald Trump, but it's going to be a great show.
tell us about it. We had some changes, but the basis of the card is still intact. Who do we have?
I don't think there's ever been a professional fight card, Bobby, where there hasn't been changes.
And oh, yeah.
We've gone through to come out. You always make extra fights. You always try to get a couple extra fights on the card because you know something's going to happen to someone along the line. Someone's not going to pass an exam, be it a physical, something to do with a neurological exam, something to do with an eye exam. So you try to make 10 or 11 fights to hopefully come out fight night with 8 or 9 fights, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So we probably put together over 30 fights for this one that we're, you know, because you're always going to get them denied from the commission, or there's so many variables.
It's incredible. It's hurting cats. As we discussed last time you were on, you did it all yourself. I mean, it's so much to go through, from physical to, you're right. I mean, it's a myriad issues that have to be dealt with. So tell me as of today, who are we expecting to see on Saturday?
Well, as of right now, I think the card now, everything is pretty much done, and everything is pretty much gone through as far as medicals and exams and all that. So we have some fantastic guys on here. There's still, we have a kid named Haven Brady Jr. He's from Atlanta. He's 16-0. Another guy, Yuri Castillo. He's 14-0. We have Anthony Muda, who's 3-0. Your nephew, Rocco Cordero, who's 5-0. Ryan Wilczak from Scranton. He's got only 2 losses against 11 wins. Another young man, Edward Humane Jr. He's got 9-2 with only 2 losses. So there's a common theme here. There's a lot of O's on the end of these guys, and even the ones that have a loss or two, they have big numbers in front of their names.
Neat. So, what time does the card start at the Mohican Sun Ballroom? What time?
Well, the doors open at 6 p.m., and the actual bouts start at 7. The first bout will be in the ring by 7.
And I know tickets have sold well, but there's still some seats available?
There's still some seats available, yeah. Reserve seating is probably 90% sold out, so it's going to be hard to get a reserve seat, but there's always general admission tickets available, and there will be general admission seating as well.
Well, this is going to be fun Saturday night. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. Thank you for doing it, and keep it all together as best you can until Saturday. I know it'll be a great card, though. I know it'll be a great card.
It's going to be an exciting card. It's going to be something really exciting for the area. Something different. We haven't had a big professional boxing show in the area in quite some time.
So. I know it. Love it. Thank you. Chris Coyne, professional boxing, Mohican Sun at the casino on Saturday. We're looking forward to it. Thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We will return.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Murph tells us that this date, 1977, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they debuted on the charts with their first single, Breakdown. And, of course, many of you would recognize that voice. This date, 1968, Richard M. Nixon, he wins the presidency, defeating Democrat Hubert H. Humphrey, the vice president, and George Wallace, the nutball, running as an independent. Who probably stole more votes from Nixon than he did from Humphrey. But a different era, a different time. Amazing. We're in a time that I don't understand. Somebody said radical agendas like affordable health care and child care. Well, how... Obamacare has failed. And by the way, this is the same person who helpfully... told me that the monkeys were American, except for Davy Jones. But anyway, number one, if you swallow all the other guff for fake affordable health care, which is what Obamacare is, the reason the government is shut down, the primary reason, and there are others, they did want to fund illegal aliens and all that, but the primary reason is because Obamacare has failed miserably. And Obamacare was passed. We're going to play a little clip on this later. Obamacare was passed with all Democrat votes. These subsidies were passed with all Democrat votes because Obamacare was failing. Now they have to continue the scam with another $400 billion of tax dollars that we don't have. So they're not for affordable health care. They're for taking money from taxpayers to give other taxpayers affordable health insurance. Because Obamacare has failed. Their primary goal is to cover up the failure of Obamacare. Absolute failure. And the unintended consequences, since most of the lunatics who pursued Obamacare and who keep defending it want single payer and government run health insurance, they intended for this failure to happen. They knew it would happen, and then they would get to spend more money. Remember, that's always the solution. When a government program fails, they want more money. How's that worked out in education? How has that worked out in healthcare? To every American's detriment, you're paying more for your health insurance. You're getting... you're suffering from much higher deductibles, much higher copays because of Obamacare and its failure. Please remember this. When they're telling you their compassion and they care about your health insurance, they don't give a whit. They want power. They want to control health care in this country. And it has failed everywhere else it is being done. It's sad. And they're damaging the product, which is the best healthcare system in the world, with the way they are mismanaging it and with government involvement. What's the alternative? I'll tell you my alternative. You get rid of Medicare and you get rid of Medicaid, and anyone who can't afford health insurance premiums, which would, by the way, be much lower, would either get part of their premiums paid or all of their premiums paid to private health insurance companies. There's the alternative. There's the alternative. It's the only thing that makes sense, and you get the government out of it altogether, and we won't be suffering like this. We won't be asking for $400 billion we don't have if private interests are in charge. And those who can't afford the premiums would get them subsidized or paid for. And by the way, the $400 billion they want for affordable health care, that's in air quotes, is going directly to insurance companies. Did you know that? Child care is a separate issue. You remember the bill that was passed by the government that put all kinds of regulations on child care? And all of a sudden, child care dramatically increased for everybody? Yeah, there's your government again. And they're giving money away. And by the way, you probably fought for USAID. $50 billion a year completely wasted. How about the $93 billion that went out the door the last 3 months or 2 months after Kamala Harris lost the election from the Energy Department? There's tons of money being spent. All the wrong priorities. And they're screwing up the entire economy. And they're certainly screwing up healthcare. Obamacare is a failure. A complete failure. Please know that. Anybody who denies it is lying. That's what the government shut down over. And by the way, the other reason it's shut down is because the Democrats need to change the paradigm. They're losing. They have no issues that work. They have no policies that work. Zero, including Obamacare. Crazy stuff, guys. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Veterans Tribute. The weather. And then we'll go to the phones. All right. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Colonel Wirewood Goose Gowell. We lost him May 23rd, 2024. I've held on to his obits since then. We were friends. He worked at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport when I was county commissioner and on that board. He passed away May 23rd last year at the age of 83. He was from Scranton. He survived by his sons, Michael and Andrew, daughters Julia and Meredith, granddaughters. Couple of former wives. Goose lived a life marked by service, dedication, and a deep love for his family and community. He was a proud graduate of Scranton Central High School, where he excelled as a multi-sport letterman. He continued his education at Syracuse University, earning a degree in political science. Inspired by his uncle, Lieutenant Colonel Dunstan Abel, Goose enlisted in the United States Air Force in 1961. Over a distinguished 27-year career, he rose to the rank of full bird colonel before retiring in 1988. He was a highly decorated combat fighter pilot, completing 100 missions in the F-105 Thunder Chief during the Vietnam War. His bravery and skill earned him the Distinguished Flying Cross. His post-war deployments included a tour in the United Kingdom as an exchange pilot with the Royal Air Force and 2 years at Clark Air Base in the Philippines. Many remember the celebrated, albeit unauthorized, high-speed, low-altitude flyby over Lake Sheridan in the early 1970s, showcasing Goose's audacious spirit. Upon retiring from the Air Force, he returned to Scranton, taking a position as business manager of the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Airport. And he did play a pivotal role in bringing the Armed Forces Air Show to the community. Just a great guy. He was laid to rest with one of the highest honors there are at Arlington National Cemetery. My old friend, Y. Gowell, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality, including the Old Brook Inn, where we celebrated like hell on Sunday. The Far Street Tavern, the Queen City Tavern in Olivet, and fine dining, a Terra 519, where Cutie and I really enjoyed ourselves last night, and the Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. Basiliga Hospitality and our great veterans. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with increasing clouds and showers by evening, 60 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with showers, low 42. Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, and chilly. And it's going to be about high of 48 Thursday. Friday, cloudy with showers, likely late in the day, 57. Bob Cadaro back with you and continuing the program. I said we'd get right to the phones, and let's do so. We got our man Clive from Mountaintop. How are you, Clive?
Well, I'm not real good, Bob, after Black Tuesday yesterday.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
And I'll tell you, the fallout is going to linger from that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't give the candidates in New Jersey and Virginia much of a chance, but never did I think that would be a shellacking that that they took. And it wasn't, you know, Jack Ciarelli lost by 13 points, Winston Sears by. And then that character down there, Mr. Jones, whose text became known, violent text, he wins by 7 points.
That's insane. That was the one I was going to put. That is so insane. I'm like, these voters who were voting Democrat, it's beyond reckless. That's the proof that they didn't care what they were voting for.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, the Democratic Party is far from dead, and they certainly got a shot in the arm after yesterday.
No doubt.
And it wasn't just those two races. It was locally here. School board, borough council, city council, the county council. That was a one Republican won, and now you have 8 Democrats on the county council, 3 Republicans.
Yep.
And that's a disaster. And the judges, 3 Democrat judges were retained. Two judgeships up for election, not retention, both won by Democrats. I don't know. I don't know where we're headed from here. You know, Trump is right. He wasn't on the ballot. But and the Republicans in the Senate better get their act together, because the shutdown hurt and hurt immensely.
I think they've got. I came to the conclusion this morning. I was listening to Trump speak to the Republican senators at the White House. I've come to the conclusion that they have to get rid of the filibuster. Just end it. They've got to end it, because the Democrats are going to do it anyway. So why not use it and pass legislation so that people could see what Republicans stand for, instead of having Democrats block it?
You're right. Do it, move on, and that's the end of it.
And deal with it.
They have that. There's only two choices, that and the Republicans cave. And that's my worst fear, because they cave and cave and cave even when they're in power. And that certainly was shown in Trump's first term. So something better give here and give soon, or it's going to be a disaster.
And I was for the filibuster remaining in place. And for some of you that don't follow it as closely, essentially in the United States Senate, which is how the Democrats have been able to shut the government down, you need 60 votes to stop a filibuster. Which is, they don't happen. They used to happen. If anybody saw Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart, you used to have to talk, and you could talk forever about anything. That was the filibuster. Now You don't even have to do that. But you need 60 votes to pass anything in the U.S. Senate. It had value. That value, the time of value for it is passed, and the Republicans better get their act together and get rid of it.
Well, they better, because as it stands now, the Democrats are in the catbird seat. They're watching the polls. All the polls are blaming the Republicans, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So it's crunch time, and something better happen here in the next few days. And I agree, the filibuster needs to go. Break the shutdown and move on. Put it behind you and move on.
And then start passing
legislation.
Then, see, that's the other part, is they'll start passing a lot of legislation that has been near and dear to conservatives for a long time, and that legislation and those policies will work. And none of it can get passed if they don't get rid of the filibuster, because the Democrats will block anything, no matter how good it is.
Absolutely. So we're in some pretty dire straits, my friend, and
I will say this. I don't think that this, I don't look at the midterm and say, oh my God, it's going to be a disaster because of what happened yesterday. A world of events is going to occur before the midterm. So it's a different story. But yeah, the local voters around here are just brain dead. It's just what is.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
All right, my
man. We pay the price for it.
I know it.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Clive. Hey, we got to take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. We will return. Now, who didn't try to imitate that? That's the Commodores. Murph tells us this date, 1977. They moved up number 5 with their hit Brick House. And Ronald Reagan. And the letter was beautiful. But this is a 2013 report regarding President Ronald Reagan disclosing he had Alzheimer's disease back in 1994. It was a more beautiful version of old soldiers don't die, they just fade away. It was just, his letter was eloquent. And he did. He faded from view. Well, let's go right to the phones. And we'll go to start with Larry from Plymouth, only because he has his own theme song. And we haven't heard from him in a while. So let's see what he's got to say. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Bob. Bob, I got one thing to say. It's over. It is over, Bob. Rob Bresnahan is going to lose. I'm predicting that right now.
Okay.
He's going to lose. We're probably going to lose the House. Possibly the Senate, which is going to make Trump a lame duck. He's not going to get anything done, which means we're going to lose in 28.
Well, let me say this. There's an even more important and imminent threat to his foreign policy and the American economy, and that is if, for some reason, and it's possible, the conservative members of the Supreme Court say that he has overstepped his authority with the tariffs, which he's been using masterfully to negotiate fairer trade deals with foreign countries. If that goes, that's going to be a hell of a blow. Larry, I happen to think that this was a wake-up call for normal voters to recognize they've got to do their job, because these, I keep saying it, these left-wing lunatics, they ain't going away. The dummycrats who follow them, they're not going away. Somebody, one of our listeners texted in. They said, if you'd like to know why yesterday happened, he gives an example. My voting district in Hanover Township had 20% voter turnout.
Oh, when I went down to vote yesterday, Bob, there was only one person in front of me.
Yeah.
One. And I'll tell you what, I just don't. And you know what it is? It's these young voters under 40, Bob. They are voting. They're indoctrinated. They're stupid, and they want everything for nothing. And that's what these people are pushing. And I don't know. I can't believe down here in Luzerne County, I can't believe that Walter Griffith lost.
He lost. Wow.
I mean, that guy, he was great, And I can't believe the guy lost.
Frightening.
There's something wrong with people. They're drinking something, or I don't know what it is. And, Bob, I'm going to tell you one thing. There's only one thing that's going to save this country, and I don't think you or a lot of people have the guts for it, and that's a civil war. That's a civil war.
I think that's crazy, but let me say this. I was going to really start promoting it if Trump had lost the last election. But I think we've got to start thinking about it now, which is dividing the country and let the left have their states.
But you see,
they're just too damaging. Their ideology is too sick and twisted for any opportunity to share.
But
we just can't.
But people, Bob, are voting by their pocketbook. When you go to the store and you pay $7 for a pound of hamburger, which I don't do because I don't eat meat, that is insane.
Yeah.
$7 for a pound and a half. It's crazy.
How quickly they forget who caused the problem.
I know.
It's insane.
Well, they, no. Well,
and now we've got unique issues regarding beef and beef herds, both in this country and abroad, which are continuing to exacerbate the problem. But it goes back to Biden and the Green New Deal, and they don't get it. It's crazy.
Well, Bob, you're talking about stupid people. I hear them on your show every day. You're talking to stupid people, you know. And it's I don't know, but just I'm done with that. But just one thing: you thought the monkeys were English?
Yes.
Oh, gee. Do you know their names, Bob?
No.
Peter Tork, Mike Nesmith, Davy Jones, and Mickey Dolenz. And Mickey Dolenz,
I remember that name.
The drummer.
Yep.
He played on a TV show back in the late 50s called Circus Boy. Hmm. And who was his uncle? The guy who played, I can't remember his name. The guy who played Jim Rockford, James Garner, to play his father on the Rockford Files. That was his uncle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I didn't. One of our great listeners pointed it out. Even though they're Democrats, they pointed it out to me that they were Americans, except for Davy Jones.
The song I like by the Monkees is I'm a Believer.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's a good one.
Great.
So, but that's the way I'm thinking, Bob, and we'll find out.
I mean, night and day, anything could happen between now and the midterms.
I hope it does happen. You know, I hope something does really good happen, I mean. You got too many haters out there, Bob.
No doubt. No doubt.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Larry. Always
I'll
a pleasure.
See you, Bob. Okay,
always
bye.
A pleasure. And check in more often, would you? By the way, excavator guy checking in. He says, LTS, Bob, child care is outrageous. I paid almost $26,000 last year for three kids to go to daycare. And these centers are not fancy. They're not high end. But me and my wife have to work. And so we've got to pay out that 26 grand. I mean, people have to start saying, I know for my own kids, they have to start saying, all right, 26 grand after tax, what am I taking in? Take the spouse who makes the lesser amount of money. What are they netting? After the cost of getting to work, feeding themselves at work, like add it all in and then take their taxes out and say, all right, should this person be working? Should both spouses be working? The answer in a surprising number of cases would be no. They shouldn't be working. You know, I was fortunate. We had the opportunity to have my wife at the time, she didn't have to work. So she raised the kids. We didn't have daycare costs. But with government involvement, daycare costs have skyrocketed. And it's off the charts. Did you imagine $26,000 a year? I think that's more than I net at this job. Yeah. So you got to make these decisions. All right, we've got to take a break because it is the news time. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me so. That's 11:01 and change. Let's hear the news with Brian Hughes. We'll come back. And we've got retiring great coach of Lackawanna College, Mark Duda, coming up. We'll talk to him after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.